Good morning and welcome to the March 14, 2024 regular meeting of the Orange County Human Relations Commission. The agenda contains a brief general description of each item to be considered. Except as provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing on the agenda. Public participation is encouraged. Public comments will be accepted during the open forum portion of the meeting. If you are attending in person and wish to speak during open forum, please complete a speaker request form and turn it in to the clerk prior to the start of open forum. Please state your name if you wish to identify yourself prior to speaking. Speakers will be given 2 minutes to speak due to the volume, and the clerk will run a timer and announce when your time is up. Again, as a reminder, please turn in your speaker form before the start of open forum. Thank you. So good morning, everybody. I'm Jennifer Wang. I'm the chair of the Orange County Human Relations Commission. And Jamie?
Okay. Item number two is opening quote reflection.
Okay. Right. Good morning. Thank you. My apologies for being a few minutes late. You know, sorry, I was speaking really hard because I know it was my turn to do an opening reflection and quote. Since we met last month, and really, really reflecting on everything that's going on, not just in our country, but in the world, and how that's impacted us in our daily lives and in our own homes. And it's sad because, you know, as far back as I can remember, especially as a police officer, I don't remember a time where we've had so much tension, not just within our own communities, and we definitely, as members of law enforcement, are seeing that. And you're feeling that in your own ways, but the world as well. It is a little bit unsteady. It's definitely concerning to all of us. So I thought to myself, well, what, how does that change? Is it our political leaders? Is it the governments? Or is it the people? And at the end of the day, it's us. It's every single one of us that can have that opportunity to make a change. And the quote, I want to use, it's one of my favorite quotes, and I actually have this posted up in my office, and every single person that's hired within our department gets to see it. And it says, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others, by Mahatma Gandhi. And it's so powerful when you think about it. You know, we might not necessarily agree with what's going on with you know, other communities, other people, other countries, other states, other this, that, whatever, fill in the blank. But it's on every single one of us to do our best to try to understand. And the more we understand, the more we learn, the more we want to serve, and the more we want to do and be involved and get involved. So those are my thoughts. Those are my opening. That's my opening quote. And I think, like I said, it's on all of us up here, obviously, other guys, but it's on every single person within our communities, within our counties, states, and countries to be able to come together and support one another and bring out the best in one another. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, item number three is monthly summary of commission activities.
Thank you all, Commissioner Natalie Mosier. Is it appropriate for me to go through just the number of each of the activities? For the monthly summary of activities for February 24, A, organized meetings for hate crime prevention network group and lead hate prevention efforts. There was one item or one event for activity there. And note that all of the totals have surpassed the goals, except for G, which is you have to keep doing additional months to be able to get to that one. For B, monitor and offer support when intergroup relations or bias-related community conflicts, tensions, or crisis arise. There were three activities in that category. Follow up on hate activity reports referred from 211OC, 13 activities. D, offer listening sessions or restorative community dialogues, process to promote respect and understanding to diverse communities and or to address tension, conflict, or crisis when it arises. There were two activities this last period. E, service on advisory committees for local city police departments as well as assist the Orange County Sheriff's Department. To convene a countywide interfaith advisory council, one activity in the last period. And then F, deliver multilingual, multicultural, and diverse community-based hate prevention through community outreach, relationship-building efforts, collaboration and network meetings, and attending diverse community slash law enforcement events. There were a large number, 54 activities in the last period. And then finally, provide monthly comprehensive hate activity database and reporting data reports. There were two activities there. Would you like me to proceed with the contact activity examples, or would staff like to do that?
I have to check
staff
questions.
Let me proceed with the contact activity.
Okay.
Wonderful. Staff attended and supported several community events, including the visual for Next Benedict, LA Network Against Hate Meeting, Countering Hate Summit, Trust Network, the Walk in My Shoes event, and Cypress High School Justice Tabling event. Staff conducted several presentations and workshops on the Hate Hurts Us All campaign at places like Pretend City, Asian American Senior Citizens Service Center, and the National Order of Fellows. Staff have consulted about offering listening sessions and dialogues with Women for American Values and Ethics, WAVE, CSU Fullerton, OC Intelligence Assessment Center, or OCIAC, and Hate Prevention Network members. Staff has also sent out its first request for 2023 hate data to law enforcement, community organizations, K-12 districts, and higher ed institutions. Thank you.
So actually, at this moment, we're going to start the presentation. After the presentation, we'll go back to the open forum.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd first actually like Commissioner Rhonda Shader to introduce our guest speaker.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Rhonda Shader, and in addition to being a commissioner on this committee, I'm also a city council member here in Placentia. I'd like to welcome you to my city. I'd also like to acknowledge my fellow council member, Ward Smith, who's in the back here, and also introduce our chief of police, Brad Butts, and Detective Sergeant McKenzie, who is here today. I really, after being on this commission for over a year, I am grateful that they were willing to come visit us here in Placentia and talk about a human relations issue that we have, not just in Placentia, but here in this area of North Orange County, which is gang-on-gang violence and the gang situation. And so I've asked them to do a presentation just to inform the commission on this issue. So thank you so much, Chief.
Thank you, Rhonda. Yeah, we're partnering with Rhonda on really just creating some gang awareness. This is a regional Orange County issue for us. I don't think any city escapes gang violence one way or another. So we want to respect your time. We know we have a full agenda today, but we have a brief PowerPoint really to make you aware of what gangs do, kind of the history of what they are, and then, you know, some ideas, ways that we can minimize the impact they have really on the quality of life in our community. So our most knowledgeable person in gangs is Sergeant Tom McKenzie. He worked as a gang detective for many years. He's our investigative supervisor, and we're going to briefly move through this PowerPoint and answer, you know, a couple questions if we have it, and then we'll let you move on with your meeting. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to cue this PowerPoint up, and then we'll go through it.
Yeah, if we turn on our screens, we can see the PowerPoint without turning on.
Got to make sure it goes through the slides okay. Okay, this is kind of a unique room to present in, so that way I can see it. Normally, if you're up there, easy, but if you're trying to talk to everybody in the front, nobody gets to see everything. So I'm going to kind of stand over here, and I'll use my big boy voice. So gangs in Orange County has been a huge problem for over 100 years. So part of what is important is we got to understand, in order to solve a problem, we got to kind of understand where it came from, right? We need to understand what the roots of the issue is, and then how to address it piece by piece so we can all be inclusive in what's going on, and instead of looking at it from afar, we can all be a part of the solution of that. So this is going to be a really brief PowerPoint. Normally I teach gangs to district attorneys, detectives, everything like that, and it's between 4 and 8 hours. I'm going to try to do this in about 10 to 15 minutes. if I go too quick when we're done, we'll have a bunch of questions. If you guys have questions, just let me know. So, all right. So, essentially, how this all began in California and Orange County specifically is Orange County started as a rich, fertile agricultural hub of California. We grew all kinds of citrus, different stuff, grapes, almonds, everything. So, as the farmers and the landowners were growing these cash crops, there was a huge need for workers, and we didn't have those workers here. So what we did is a lot of migrant farmers from Mexico, we called upon them, and they came up, and they were the ones that were managing these farms. As that went on, there was issues because obviously we know with people that are working on farms, the wages were low, times were tough back then, there was not a lot of resources. So what they did was is they established very tight-knit communities amongst all these families and workers. And they called them barrios and colonias. So Orange County, you will see, we have a lot of them. This goes back to the early 1900s. And you can see from all the way south up to north, you know, there's 18 different major barrios. So when these people lived in these communities, they were extremely hard workers. They worked from all day, all night, and then they were trying to raise families in between this. So they became very protective of their little communities, and most of them were established by train depots. So a lot of these little barrios got their names by where the train stopped and the packing houses. So Placentia alone, we have three of the oldest barrios in Orange County. So there's kind of a quick picture of where these were. You can see. So what started happening and where we started having issues is segregation, right? Segregation is a huge problem. The landowners did not want their kids going to school with the Hispanic kids that were the migrants' sons and daughters. So they created Mexican schools. And we wouldn't think in Orange County that we had that type of segregation, but we did. Here in Placentia, we have two Mexican schools. One was in La Jolla next to that barrio. And that continued. If you go down to Melrose Elementary, the original gym, there's still portions of that gym that were from the early 1900s when it was a Mexican-only school. So you can see from the very beginning that these hardworking people were treated unfairly. So they stuck together. The other part is they became very protective of their neighborhoods against rival neighborhoods because of theft. They worked very hard for the tools, for the food, for everything they had. And also for work, they were competing for work. So you have neighborhoods that were all trying to get the same job, and so that created issues amongst them. And they also started referring to each other by their neighborhood, not as Mr. and Mrs. Smith or however. They're like, that person's from Hatwood, that person's from La Jolla, that person's from Plock. So what does it create? That creates diversity. They started separating each other out in neighborhoods. As times went on, the packing houses, so these packing houses were all manned by hand, hard work labor. Well, the packing houses started to get mechanized, right? So when they got mechanized, we lost the need for all those hardworking laborers. So all of a sudden, you have these thriving little neighborhoods that all of a sudden have lost a majority of their income because they're no longer needed. So what starts happening is that the juveniles start resorting to minor petty crime, stuff like that. And because there's not a lot of population in Orange County at that time, they start going to rival neighborhoods to steal, to cause problems, looking for sources of income. But as time went on, it just continued to get worse because not only did they feel that they were different from everybody because they had to go to different schools, they also didn't have jobs. It created the perfect climate for essentially the start of Hispanic street gangs. And that's typically Orange County what we have the most of. When we look at how it transitioned as these generations of families moved through life, you had these kids that got entrenched in this lifestyle of my neighborhood versus the other neighborhood. And most of them didn't even understand what the beef was about. And, you know, 1910, the two neighborhoods were fighting because mom or grandma couldn't get a job in one of the packing houses because one of the other mom or grandma got the job. Well, now these kids are fighting over that, but they became so turf orientated that they protected their boundaries, and this is my boundary, and they started using graffiti as a sign, and they started taking pride in, I'm from Atwood, I'm from La Jolla, I'm from Fullerton, I'm from La Habra, from Pompo. They started just gaining this reputation because they didn't have a lot of support from the community. They were their own little community. So crime started increasing. They established a hierarchy. So the hierarchy in the gangs is it's always been the young kids will go out and vandalize, steal. They resorted to everything they could to make money. So sell drugs, sell guns, commit burglaries, commit robberies, anything like that. And then the funds actually went to the neighborhoods, to the gang members, and that's how a lot of these people survived without having jobs. They literally would just go rob and steal from other neighborhoods, and it was always a rule. There's a lot of rules in the gang rule, in the Hispanic gang rule. You don't steal from your own neighborhood. You follow the directions of the veteranos. So the older guys are always the veteranos. They're the ones that are giving orders. And the only way to establish this hierarchy is through violence. So a lot of times, it's in order to gain respect in the gang world, these people would just commit violent acts upon one or another, or their rivals. So they would go into a rival gang neighborhood or a rival barrio, commit a theft. Well, in retaliation, that gang would go over there and essentially shoot, stab, violently assault the person who did that. So that creates the reputation. So that just over the years got worse and worse and worse. And now you have all these youngsters that are essentially out there doing a lot of work, and they don't get a lot of punishment because the juvenile system does not punish them for really what they're doing. So possession of firearms, possession of drugs, stuff like that, they literally get arrested and they're back out on the street really, really quickly. So, but the gang will actually enforce the respect amongst themselves. So if a veterano tells the youngster, you can't do this, and they don't do that, or they cooperate with the police, they don't intimidate the public. Part of it is intimidation. They don't want people calling the police on them. They are their own group. So they will assault their own members. And this happens all the time. And then they know you don't mess with the person above you. So if we go through this, what you guys will probably see throughout the community is a lot of vandalism. You guys see this everywhere, but vandalism is essentially, it's how they communicate. It's them communicating to us what they're doing and them communicating to rival gang members as to what they're doing. So you'll see here, this is Placentia related, but it's the same all throughout Orange County and all through California, really. So on the top, you can see that this is PLOS, the PLOS Criminal Street Gang, which is about 100 years old now. So that's how long this has been going on. So you see on the left, the BP, so Barrio PLOS, and then PLOS 13, it says can't stop, won't stop. That shows how serious they are. We did two gang injunctions. We lowered crime by like 90%, but it's a root problem because it's multi-generational. So you can get rid of the problem. If you don't keep working at it, it's going to keep going and keep going and keep going. So that is one. The top one is just essentially they mark their territory. So every time you drive into a gang neighborhood, it's the youngster's job to mark that. So that's why you see us take it down, they put it right back up because they're telling everybody this is our area. So below, it's kind of the same thing. See where they say it's got the little arrow pointing down, Los Psychos and Floss? It's another part of the neighborhood. They're reminding the community, this is our neighborhood, this is not your neighborhood. That's what they're telling everyone. So here's another type of graffiti. So this is right down the street of the 301 Cafe, right in the middle of our Floss gang neighborhood. So you see here it says La Jolla 13. That's another gang that's been around for 100 years down to the La Jolla barrio. So they basically came up and did tag graffiti, which is a huge sign of disrespect. So Floss will go back and retaliate. That's just what they do. So not only Placentia, but most cities in Orange County that have gangs, we've investigated numerous murders, all because of just graffiti. Vandalism turns into murder. So that's why it's important. If that's done, we need to get rid of it as soon as possible because it just motivates them to go out and assault each other. So part of representing the gang is these guys take major pride in where they live and their actual gang. So they'll tattoo themselves. So you can see on the left, this guy, now he's fully tatted, but that was just when he was barely 18 years old. You can see PLOS, you can see the SF, that's for Santa Fe, that's a click of the gang, but it's also the main street that runs through downtown Placentia. You can see they also associate with hand signs. You can see the one guy on the left with the P, and then the guy on the right doing a V and an L. They're both wearing Pittsburgh Pirates hats. That's to let not only people in the neighborhood know they're PLOS gang members, but rivals whenever they're out and about. And the same thing with the blue bandana on his right shoulder. That's a very common indicia of a multi-generational Hispanic street gang. On the right, social media. So now the social media is a huge thing. So you'll see gang members literally holding up the L for La Jolla, the tattoo, and then in the waistband on the guy on the left, you can actually see that he has a firearm. So they're literally sending this out all over social media to let them know, hey, look, La Jolla is not to be messed with. We carry guns. We will kill you. And they are a very violent gang. They're good for numerous homicides every year. So, and they're half Placentia, half Anaheim, because their barrio was before the city boundaries were established. So that tells you how far that goes. And like I said, they don't know why they hate each other. They just do it. So that's why education is so important. So now that you guys have a very, very brief understanding of where they came from, let's talk quickly about how to combat gang activity in your community. First of all, don't make your community an attractive place for gang members, right? Let's have well-lit streets. Let's have well-lit properties. Let's make it so they can't hang out, drink beer, do drugs in front of these establishments and not be recognized. We want them to be recognized immediately. We want people to call the police. Cameras are huge. So if they see cameras, they're not going to want to hang out in front of your house. If they see cameras in front of high crime areas, they're not going to want to hang out with you. We always want to encourage the city officials where we live to install cameras wherever we can in public places that they would commonly segregate, but also apartment complex owners, things like that, have them install cameras, and these people won't hang out and cause problems, intimidate people. We also want to talk about facades, because vandalism is so important to the gang. We want to encourage our city officials and landowners to put up facades everywhere so they actually can't vandalize this property. So we're not going out there and spending thousands and thousands of dollars every week to cover something they're just going to spray that same night. So that's a super important thing. But even more important is report suspicious activity and develop a good relationship with your police department. Be a good witness. If you see something, don't be scared. Call the police. We are there to help you. I don't care how many times you call us. We will come out and help you. That is our job. And we will help you find solutions to deal with the problem. Another thing is participate in community events like VIP programs, the Citizens Academy. Get educated on what you can do because the police department is nothing without the community that we work for. If you guys are not there to tell us what's going on and be our eyes and ears and be our partners, we can't do our job because essentially we're going out there blind. We're going to find what we find. If you guys live in the community, you work in these communities, you know everybody in these communities, be our partner. Help us help you, and we will be a successful team. So, real quick, support legislation designed to prosecute those individual gang-related activity. That's a huge problem in California. I'm sure that everybody's seen that. People are constantly getting out of jail because of Prop 47, Prop 57, AB 109. Really research those. Those are the reasons we're at where we're at right now, and it's not the voters were misled. So please read those things. It was coined as the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. It wasn't. They let out a ton of criminals. So keep in mind the legislation that you guys are voting for, because we don't want people getting killed. We don't want people being murdered. We want to focus the community on education, teamwork, inclusion. All those things are important to us. Support your after-school program to keep kids off the street. That is super important. Kids, everyone knows as a parent, if you know the kids are left to play, they're going to get involved in all kinds of stuff. And they're looking for friendship. They're looking for all these things that they don't truly know what they're getting into. And next thing you know, they're involved. They're the third person back to a car that they just shot and killed somebody. So now they're involved in that. So neighborhood watch is also a good thing to get involved in. Community-based programs, like in Placentia especially, we have Lot 318, so it's an after-school program. Letty does a ton of stuff to help these kids in very bad neighborhoods. She's done a huge job in cleaning up La Jolla. And then OC GRIP, that's a DA program that we have throughout the county. It's a collaboration between the Orange County District Attorney's Office and local police departments. So here in Placentia, we're a big part of OC GRIP, so we
create, we meet with the students monthly that are all in troubled neighborhoods, and we work with them to boost attendance in school, all the types of things. So support those. Be part of the solution. So any questions?
We only take questions from
Thanks everybody for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, so we will start open forum now. You will have 2 minutes, and I will run the timer. So our first speaker is Supervisor Don Wagner.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the Commission. 2 minutes, oh boy. I wanted to be here for two reasons. One is to thank Rabbi Steinberg. I know there have been calls out in the media, have been calls in this very room, for some action to be taken against Rabbi Steinberg, and I want to say on behalf of myself and the over 600,000 people I'm privileged to represent, thank you to Rabbi Steinberg. Thank you for being a clear voice on this commission, richly deserved, on this commission for years, out in the community for years, keeping us all focused on our common humanity. That is what this commission is called to do. That is what you have done. Anyone who knows Rick Steinberg knows that the claims against him, the charges against him, are utterly absurd. And I want that to bring me to the second reason to be here. This commission knows, but the public needs to know, that Rabbi Steinberg is an appointee of the 3rd District Supervisor, not this commission. The commission, I'll say for the public, has no power to remove Rabbi Steinberg. Only the 3rd District Supervisor does. That is me, and I am not doing it. Rabbi Steinberg has a straight and true moral compass. He calls out evil where he sees it, where it needs to be called out. We all, rather than trying to pillory him, should take that as our own guiding example. And that is why I am proud to call him a friend, more importantly, proud to call him my appointee to this commission, and he is going nowhere. If I have anything to say about it, I know that you will continue to do the good work, and I know that there are hundreds of thousands in my district alone who are behind you. Thank you, sir, for your service. Thank all of you for your service.
Speaker is Amy Buck.
You might be 2 minutes for him.
No. When you get up there.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Amy Buck. I am here today because I'm concerned about the increase in anti-Semitism since October 7th. As you may remember from the Commission's 2022 hate crimes report, the Jewish community was the most targeted community for hate activity based on religion. 20% of religious-based hate incidents or crimes were anti-Semitically motivated. Please keep in mind the Jewish community is disproportionately affected since Jews represent approximately 2% of the overall population. Similarly, similar outcomes can be found with racially motivated hate. The black community in Orange County represents 2% of the overall population, yet over half of all racially motivated hate crimes. British journalist Jonathan Freeland wrote an article in The Guardian called "Jews Are the Canary in the Coal Mine." He wrote, "When a society turns on its Jews, it's usually a sign of wider ill health. Hasn't history shown us that racism never stays confined to mere pockets? Once the virus is inside," he wrote, "it does not stop until it affects the entire body." Freeland reminds us that anti-Semitism is not just a problem for the Jewish community, but for all of us, because hate hurts us all. This same phenomenon is evidenced in last year's hate crime report, and we've seen a significant increase in the rise in anti-Semitism since October 7th. In the first 61 days after October 7th, according to the Anti-Defamation League, there was a 337% increase in anti-Semitic activity in the U.S. On average, Jews in America experience nearly 34 anti-Semitic incidents per day. The canary in the coal mine is warning us. I hope that you'll heed these comments and you'll do what you can to address anti-Semitism in Orange County. Thank you.
Next speaker is Martine Speckler.
Good morning. In our community, we are fortunate to have a leader who exemplifies the true spirit of unity, understanding, and compassion. Rabbi Sandberg's dedication to fostering harmony and combating prejudices stands as a testament to his staunch commitment to creating a better world for all. Rabbi Sandberg has tirelessly championed the cause against Islamophobia, Asian hate, and LGBTQ community. And his actions speak louder than words, as evidenced by his visit to mosques like Mission Yehoah and Irvine. Rabbi Sandberg's actions reveal a genuine desire for inclusivity and acceptance. His unwavering support for this community is an inspiration in a world that sometimes struggles to embrace diversity. It is with deep concern and disappointment that I acknowledge the recent deceptive attack and mischaracterization aimed at Rabbi Sandberg during the Orange County Human Relations Commission meeting. As one of the commissioners, Rabbi Sandberg has been an advocate for the mission of seeking out the cause of tension, conflict, discrimination, and intolerance with a genuine attempt to eliminate those causes. The challenge Rabbi Sandberg faces, particularly in the context of call for his resignation, stems from his principal stance on the resolution that implicated Israel. It is important to recognize that his decision not to sign the resolution as drafted was rooted in a commitment to fairness and objectivity. Rabbi Sandberg, in good conscience, could not support a resolution that would subtly blame Israel without considering a more nuanced and balanced perspective on the complex issue involved. The irony is indeed palpable as the Orange County Human Relations Commission, entrusted with the responsibility to address tension and conflicts while eliminating discrimination and intolerance in Orange County, find itself entangled in a situation where misinformation and mischaracterization threaten the very principle it aimed to uphold. In a society often plagued by division, Rabbi Sandberg's action echoes the timeless principle of love, compassion, and empathy. His dedication to fostering tolerance and his ongoing effort to combat discrimination in all its forms make him a beacon of hope for our community.
Next speaker is Diane Buca.
Good morning. Thank you for pronouncing my name exactly. I have a statement for myself, very brief, and one from another congregant, so time permitting, I'll do my best. I've been a member of Congregation Shir HaMaalot for a little more than 25 years. We started there pretty close to the time that Rabbi Steinberg did. His engaging and personable manner were a big part of our decision to join, a decision we weighed carefully as a young family. For all the years we've been part of this community, Rabbi Steinberg has been a patriarch and leader who instructs and inspires all of us, a congregation which is like a large family. He shows us how we should embrace inclusion, compassion, and social responsibility, and nudges us to act on these values in our daily lives. Rabbi Steinberg has also embodied these values in his ongoing engagement within our larger community, as well as his own congregation. He is well known and liked as a passionate advocate for a wide range of civic and humanitarian causes. He has built relationships with local organizations and officials of all stripes, regardless of political or religious affiliation. Never in his many years of service has his good work been so relentlessly denigrated, even to the point of menacing anti-Semitic tropes and vicious personal attacks. We are proud of Rabbi Steinberg for his years of tireless service on the Orange County Human Rights Commission, ironically an organization formed to address hate in our community. Anyone who knows Rabbi Steinberg and who understands the full historical context of his principled stance would recognize that the vitriol directed at him is unjustified and stands in direct contrast to the commission's goals. These affronts to him are deeply offensive and frightening to all of us. One of the values Rabbi Steinberg encourages us to pursue is to look to ourselves.
Your time is up.
Oh, okay.
Wrap up. Next speaker is Jeremy.
For their time today, I want to take a minute and talk about Rabbi Rick Steinberg. I've been fortunate to know this man for almost 20 years. Rabbi Steinberg is a man that cares about all people and communities. It doesn't matter if you're Jewish, Asian, or African American, he treats all of us the same. What has he done for Orange County with all he's done with Orange County, all the committees he's on? Unheard of. We are lucky to know Rick and for him to be part of our community. I want all of you to remember, just because he has a title of rabbi, Rick Steinberg is just like us. He gets dressed in the morning, has breakfast, and goes to work. All of us like to be respected, treated fairly, and this is also the case for Rabbi Steinberg. He deserves to be treated like I am, as well as the rest of the people in this room, with respect. On a personal note, as a dad of two, a 17-year-old son and a 12-year-old daughter, as well as a business owner for 22 years, Rick Steinberg has a skill that very few of us have. He gets along with 3-year-olds, 40-year-olds, and 70-year-olds, and older. This is hard to do. For example, since my daughter was 3 years old, she would run into Rabbi Steinberg and into his arms. And what would he do? He'd be always there to pick her up. 4 weeks from now, it is her bar mitzvah. And Rabbi Steinberg's warmth and leadership is one of the reasons why she has come so far. This commission is lucky to have a man like Rabbi Rick Steinberg, and we are lucky to have him in our community. Thank you.
Next speaker is Sherry Raskin.
For giving me the opportunity to speak. My name is Sherry Raskin. I'm here to talk about the character of Rabbi Steinberg, as I believe he's been unfairly mischaracterized. I've been a member of Congregation Shir HaMa'alot since 1995, and Rabbi Steinberg has been my family's rabbi for over 20 years. Through these years, Rabbi Steinberg has educated our congregation on other religions, minorities, and marginalized people. He has brought different religious leaders to speak at Shir HaMa'alot so that his congregation can understand and embrace other communities' traditions, perspectives, and challenges. With the rise of anti-Semitism, I am very concerned that the attacks on Rick's character, I call him Rick sometimes, not just only Rabbi, will contribute to more hate against the Jewish people and continued hate against our beloved leader. I know that anybody who knows Rick knows that he is a compassionate, empathetic, and tolerant man, so it's disappointing that some members of this board have not come to his defense. You know him. Defend him. One of the guiding principles Rabbi Steinberg has instilled in our congregation is the practice of tikkun olam, which means repairing the world. Tikkun olam is based on the idea that Jews bear responsibility not only for their own moral, spiritual, and material welfare, but also for the welfare of society at large. Rabbi Steinberg personifies Tikkun Olam. Thank you again for giving me this opportunity to speak about a man who is a respected pillar of our community.
Next speaker is Gail Geffen or Jeffin.
Thank you for having me and to be able to speak. I am speaking for a friend, Michelle Sugarman, and this is her statement. To the members of the Human Relations Commission of Orange County, I am very frightened by the actions at some meetings of the Human Relations Commission. It is contrary to the very mandate by which this commission was established. It is my understanding that the commission's mandate is to work with the County of Orange to seek out the causes of tension and conflict, to promote the elimination of prejudice and discrimination among people. With that in mind, I cannot understand why the commission would sit by while one of its own members, Rabbi Rick Steinberg, has been vilified for taking a moral stance when persons proposed a narrative that was false to the Jewish people and that presented facts contrary to history. Rabbi Steinberg took a position, stood by his words, and took accountability for those words and defended them. Others took exception to his comments, which were their right. However, the attacks on his character and his very existence are not justifiable. There should be accountability for those false, malicious, and harmful comments. This hate is directed at Jews and also against those supporting Jews and Israel, and even those that refuse to get involved. It is most disturbing and frightening that there has been threats of boycotts, doxing, protesting at people's homes, and even death threats. This spewing of hate and intimidation is contrary to the very mandate of the Human Rights Commission. It cannot and should not be allowed to continue. You will be creating
your time
a
is
toxic.
Up. Thank you. Next speaker is Malcolm Geffen.
I'm speaking on behalf of Ken Bosco. Before I start, Commissioner, Ken, I appreciated your comments. I think it's very insightful, especially in today's environment. My name is Ken Grossgold, and my family and I have become members of Congregation Shir HaMalot 7 years ago. At that time, my wife and I have been looking for a spiritual home that was welcoming to people of all races, beliefs, genders, and marital statuses. When we met Rabbi Rich Steinberg, we knew we had found our new home. Rabbi Steinberg is a kind, compassionate, and welcoming person who fosters a culture of inclusiveness and openness. That is who he is. As a member of the Orange County community, Rabbi Steinberg embodies what the Orange County Human Relations Commission stands for. Rabbi Steinberg has a long history of working to combat hate, Islamophobia, and intolerance of any kind. He has been an exemplary leader in the interfaith community and is respected for his teachings about inclusivity, acceptance, healing, and finding peace through forgiveness. The recent attacks on Rabbi Steinberg are unfounded and misplaced. We are all outraged about the attacks on innocent Israeli civilians and heartbroken about the devastation in Gaza. But the hostilities will not be solved by one rabbi in Orange County, nor by the Orange County Human Relations Commission, nor in any local city councils nationwide. It will only be solved if we work together as an interfaith community to find solutions that provide safety and security for all in the region while respecting Israel's right to exist. For those who are angry about the state of the world and seek retribution by targeting Rabbi Steinberg, a man who has been a friend of multiple faith communities, I would like to say this. It is not too late. We can reverse course. We can work together to help the people of Israel and Gaza. We can repair the world. Harsh words have been spoken, false accusations have been made, and fingers have been pointed. Rabbi Steinberg,
your time
does not hold grudges.
Next speaker is Bonnie Kraber.
Good afternoon. I have two short statements from fellow congregants. First is from my friend, Ayanna Dinesh. After belonging to another Orange County temple for over 30 years, 8 years ago, I followed my daughter and her family to join Temple Shir HaMa'olot, what we affectionately called SHM, with Rabbi Richard Steinberg at the helm. Over the past 8 years, I have come to find Rabbi Steinberg to be one of the most genuine people I've known in my life. Obviously, I agree with Diana. He is a man of honesty, integrity, and commitment. He is totally committed to the congregation of SHM, and truly a fair activist for all human rights. We hear this at every service, every gathering where Rabbi Steinberg is attending or running. That was an ad lib. Any organization would be privileged to have him as part of their decision-making process towards a brighter future. This is from Mark and Eric Roth. Our family have been members of SHM for nearly 27 years now, and Rabbi Steinberg has been our rabbi for the majority of that time. He has officiated numerous life cycle events for us, including the memorials for both of our mothers. Over the years, many things about Rabbi Steinberg have impressed us, touched us, and inspired us via his sermons on Shabbat or during the High Holy Days, and also his actions at countless events at Temple and throughout LA and Orange County. I can't even limit that to just those areas, as he has been constantly involved in learning and educating all over the country and even the world, with trips to Washington D.C., Israel, and many parts of Europe and Africa. We have only known him to foster an environment at Temple that is inclusive and accepting to all. We have socialized with Rabbi Steinberg over the years, and he is the same sincere and awesome person outside of Temple. He is a compassionate, loving, and kind man who is always available to listen and always offers to help in any way he can. It is our privilege to have had Rabbi Steinberg as our rabbi and friend for so many years, and we hope that this unfair treatment comes to an end right now. For myself, I find
your time is up. Next speaker, I think it says Lois Gorin.
Proud to speak today on behalf of Rabbi Steinberg. I'm a former 10-year resident of Placentia. I've known Rabbi Steinberg now for a decade. In all that time, I have never heard a negative or pejorative word emanate from his mouth. I've never heard the word hate come from his mouth. In times of strife, Rabbi speaks out about peace, love, coming together, about extending arms. He always takes the high and moral ground. He has brought together people of different color, different cultures, and different religions. He encourages understanding across the aisle. Rabbi Steinberg leads the largest synagogue in Orange County as the head rabbi. Whenever his name is mentioned to people, they go, "Oh, he's such a great man, such a nice man, such a kind man." Some years back, there was an incident in one of the high schools involving kids portraying Nazis. He reached out to these children, not to chastise them, but instead inviting them to our services at the synagogue to learn about Judaism and into his home. Those who came were very sorry about what they had done and learned about Judaism, having a new respect for the Jewish people and the religion. So you see, this man only lives to see harmony, peace, growth, and understanding. When he stands on the pulpit and speaks of the present strife, he just says the words, "I'm sad." He doesn't say, "I'm angry," and he doesn't speak of revenge. This man has a heart of gold. My husband passed away a few months ago, and in spite of his own vacation plans, made sure he was there for me and my family. It breaks my heart to hear the things that have been said about him and that people have not stood by him. You've heard from other people, so I don't have to say any more. He's a man worthy of standing up for, and I love him dearly.
The next speaker is Deborah Luria.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for allowing me to speak today. Let me put on my glasses so I can read this. I've lived in Orange County my entire life. I've raised five children here. And I have never faced such Jew hatred, nor have I ever had to defend a rabbi in any public place. We need Rabbi Steinberg on this commission more than ever. Free speech is an American value. Freedom of thought is an American value. But some don't believe Rabbi Steinberg has a right to freedom of speech or of thought. Rabbi Steinberg is an American Jew living in America. He is not a dhimmi stuck in some foreign backwater where his religion relegates him to second-class citizenship. Thank God this is still America, because in many benighted nations, Rabbi Steinberg can be murdered for simply being a Jew. Never mind what he said. Rabbi Steinberg has been subjected to vicious Jew-hating pogrom, the likes of which we have rarely seen in America. The pressure campaign against the rabbi is un-American, and it stands against American values of tolerance and fair play. Let's get it straight. Rabbi Steinberg is attacked only because he is a Jew. The commission has heard speaker after speaker slander Rabbi Steinberg with the identical talking points. You were treated to hypocritical calls for diversity and humanity by people who value neither. Previous generations of immigrants left their hatreds behind in the old country. This made a better place for America. Yet today, some bring to our shores the darkness that cursed the lands from which they most recently fled. Many of the speakers who slandered Rabbi Steinberg claim to live in Orange County.
Ma'am, your time is up.
But so what? They're the voices of hater, claim to be humanitarians. They should be condemned, not validated for this commission. Please keep Rabbi Steinberg and turn aside the lynch mob coming for her and for the Jewish people.
The next speaker is Jamie Dunn.
Hi, thank you. I'm honored to be here to speak.
Actually, I'd like to say something. Please be respectful of our club.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm going to be reading three statements from three people who couldn't be here. The first statement is from Thomas Thorkelson, Director of Interfaith Relations, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. To whom it may concern, I have been acquainted with Rabbi Rick Steinberg for decades. I know him to be a man of honor and dignity. His integrity is beyond reproach, and his expressions have always been considerate and respectful. My relationship with him has been in the interfaith community, where I have found him to be mindful of the needs of others. He has my love, respect, and support. You need him. Thomas Thorpeson. Next statement is from Michael Reynolds, former OC Human Relations Commissioner. My own personal experiences with Rabbi Rick belie the accusations against him. I've had the pleasure of serving alongside Rick on the Orange County Human Relations Commission for several years. He hasn't a hateful thought in his heart, nor a crooked bone in his body. He has devoted an entire lifetime to serving the needs of others. He exemplifies the very best of our county has to offer. He is charitable, wise, decent, honorable,
compassionate, knowledgeable, caring, courageous, ethical, and generous. But he is also honest, and for that he has been targeted. Orange County needs truth as much as it needs compassion, decency, and generosity. This commission is a better commission and better serves the public because this good and godly man continues to serve. Michael Reynolds. The third statement is from Dr. Kerry Reynolds, former OC Human Relations Commissioner. After serving as vice chair on the Human Relations Commission for 5 years, I have nothing but praise for the rabbi and his stellar leadership. He always displayed integrity, intelligence, fairness, empathy, and nonpartisan decision-making on issues. Sincerely, Dr. Kerry Reynolds. Thank you for letting me speak.
The next speaker is Sue M.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, first I want to thank you so much for allowing us to speak in support of Rabbi Steinberg. This commission has a really difficult job, and it must really be hard work, and we're grateful for its existence. And I want to thank Chief Kent and Supervisor Wagner for your support and your presence. We appreciate it so much. I'm here on behalf of partly myself and partly my Havara, which is a group from the synagogue, and we are a group of dedicated and talented professional group. Many of us retired. I've known Rabbi Steinberg for over 20 years, since he came to the synagogue. As this commission well knows, he is one of the ones out there working tirelessly 24/7 to keep channels open in a never-ending challenge to find solutions to the existence of hatred and to develop solid methods to bring us together and not divide us, to engender love, as he's always said, and caring for each other, not hatred against each other. Isn't that the purpose of the commission? He's such a valuable asset to the commission in Orange County, and he's been recognized countless times. We are extremely concerned about the unfair treatment, and that is an understatement, that has besieged him via this very commission, whose job is to deal with and resolve hatred in the community. All of you on the commission know that Rabbi Steinberg, and all of us mourn all losses of life, and we want an end to the war.
Your time is up.
And
next speaker is Marsha Leibowitz.
Hold on one second.
I don't think it wasn't working.
It's not working.
Is it working?
No.
Is there a way to turn it on? Do you know?
Now is it working?
No. Just talk about that.
Okay. On behalf of Eric Ludwig, President and CEO of the Jewish Federation of Orange County, I would like to submit the following statement. Honorable members of the Orange County Human Relations Commission. I write today not just as the president and CEO of the Jewish Federation of Orange County, but as an advocate for the values of understanding, respect, and collaboration that define our community. It is in this spirit that I voice the Jewish community's concern over the surge of harmful statements directed at Rabbi Steinberg's character. The Human Relations Commission was founded to eliminate prejudice and discrimination in our county. In recent weeks, the commission has been muddled by unwarranted attacks against Rabbi Steinberg, a faithful member of the commission who has an unwavering commitment toward fighting anti-Semitism and fostering mutual respect among all communities. Rabbi Steinberg has
spent decades working to rid Orange County of all forms of hate. In my time as CEO of the Jewish Federation, I have witnessed Rabbi Steinberg's deep commitment to making Orange County a welcome place for everyone. It is crucial to note that disagreeing with the rabbi's statement should never serve as a pretext for personal accounts. The Jewish community in Orange County has been subjected to increasing levels of anti-Semitism in schools, places of worship, and other community spaces, and attacks on Rabbi Steinberg are just another example of this. If the commission stands with those who resort to hate and intimidation of those they disagree with, it will undermine its own mission and values. I urge the commission to support Rabbi Steinberg, recognize his concerns, and accept differences in opinion on the commission's will, and should arise so long as it represents a healthy, diverse, and inclusive community.
Thank you. Next speaker is Sandy Lester.
I'm reading on behalf of Lisa Armoni. A payment message that the commission needs to understand is that what they are witnessing is the stripping of nuance from the conversation around the Israel-Palestine conflict. This has existed before 10/7, but has been exacerbated by the rhetoric that characterizes the activism since 10/7. What I mean by this is that there's no space in the current discourse for multiple truths or complexity. Rabbi Steinberg rejected the resolution in question, not because he's anti-Palestinian or anti-Muslim, but because the resolution lacked the kind of nuance and representation of complexity that would have made it appropriate resolution for the commission to pass. And he is now the subject of a character assault by a community of people that makes no space for nuance and complexity amid a conflict that is nothing but nuance and complex. In the discourse around the conflict, words are weaponized, and this is the case all the more so since 10/7. It is one or the other, a false binary with no room for complex notions. In this false binary, activated through the weaponization of language that drives the disgraceful assault on Rabbi Steinberg, further, this weaponization of language serves as an agenda that we see being carried out on college campuses and elsewhere, that seeks to cleave Jews from the rest of the community, to demonize them, isolate them, and ghettoize them. That is exactly what the community targeting Rabbi Steinberg is seeking to do, to use the weapon of language to cleave him from the community, to dead on a pariah, to push him out of the community. It is an age-old tactic used by those who have sought to marginalize, demonize, and isolate Jews from the mainstream community throughout Jewish history. Those who know Rabbi Steinberg, know those who have sat with him on the commission or interfaith councils, those who, with whom he has stood through tragedies such as terrorist attacks on black churches and mosques and places where LGBTQ and Latinx people convene, know that he is a human and decent person with respect for all that he embodies.
Your time is up.
Thank you.
Next speaker is Myra Hurth.
I want to start by saying that I am a resident of the area that has appointed Rabbi Steinberg. Ratner is my supervisor, and Rabbi Steinberg is my representative, and I am proud to have him on this commission as a resident of the city of Irvine. I've known him for more than 17 years. During that time, I found him to be one of the loudest combatants of hate against all peoples. I have listened, as you have, to the hours of attacks on him and his person and his character. And the individuals who don't know him and don't know his person and don't know his character have made assumptions that have absolutely no foundation and cannot be farther from the truth. People have a right to their opinion about the conflict in the Middle East. I assume you have an opinion. I have an opinion. That's not the issue here. The issue is the attack by individuals against another without foundation. Rabbi Steinberg does not have an ounce of hate for anyone in his entire body. In the 17 years I've known him and worked with him, he's one of the most supportive individuals of others I've ever met. He's willing to listen, consider, and take into account feelings of anyone, regardless of politics, race, gender, sexual orientation, and nationality. He has compassion for all.
He combats hate in all forms. He's been a leader in the interfaith community for years and worked with leaders of all faiths, as you've heard here today, and ensured that his congregation has learned about all faiths through sermons and programs. He has spoken at mosques and welcomed imams into our temple. He stated on the record he denounces Islamophobia and the mounting loss of lives. Anytime he has spoken on the subject, whether before this commission or anywhere else, he decries the loss of innocent lives. I cannot count in 17 years how many times I've heard him say that one life lost is too many, regardless of who it is. Let there be no doubt. He opposes Islamophobia and mourns the loss of innocent lives. If the resolution that started this was limited to that, none of us would be here.
Your time is up. The next speaker is Sharon Blundell.
I'm here today to support my rabbi, my dear friend, but I'm speaking a statement that was written, prepared by Carol Lean. In August of 2021, OC Human Relations Commission wrote a statement condemning racist and xenophobic rhetoric directed towards Chairman Andrew Doe, Board of Supervisors, as well as Rhonda Bolton, the first black woman to be appointed to the Huntington Beach City Council. In their statement of solidarity, the OC Human Relations Commission committed that they would, quote, do the difficult work of promoting respect, equity, and tolerance. The commission believes it, too, must condemn and denounce all types of hate speech and racism. When an individual is a victim of hate, it is not only an attack on that one person, but an entire community. No one should have to experience this type of vitriol, regardless of who you are, skin color, language you speak, where you are from, who you love, or your religious beliefs, unquote. I ask of the OC Human Relations Commission today, in 2024, what has changed? Is it because today a rabbi of the Jewish faith is having hateful, dehumanizing speech being uttered at him that the principles so beautifully uttered in 2021 no longer ring true for this commission? Has anything changed about the commission's mission to, quote, seek out the causes of tension and conflict, discrimination and intolerance, and attempt to eliminate those causes? Unquote, or is the commission simply playing favorites as to which religion or ethnic group it favors? Make no mistake, an attack on Rabbi Steinberg is an attack on the Jewish community. He is a brilliant, kind, and respected man who has worked for years to build bridges throughout our county and beyond. Rabbi Steinberg is not being attacked for the person he is, but rather for the religion, ethnicity, and ancestry he represents. The goal of those spewing hate is to hurt the Jewish community, to create greater tension and conflict in our beloved community, in hopes that the commission will pick sides as to who is the oppressed and who is the oppressor. These oppression Olympics must end.
Your time is up. The next speaker is Barbara Elter.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. I've been a resident of Orange County for 36 years. I've seen many changes during that time, including the evolving perception of Orange County as a John Birch white supremacy stronghold to what it is now, a multicultural, tolerant, and inclusive community. When the commission was established, its goals were consistent with that progression. I am now very concerned at what is taking place and appears to be contrary to the goal of protecting dignity and integrity of everyone, and specifically to fight hate within our community on all levels and against all groups. I am shocked at the personal attacks on Rabbi Steinberg. I am assuming that many of the people who are spewing such hate do not know him personally. I've known him for 25 years. He has always been more than fair, always giving people the benefit of the doubt. He has personally helped me navigate the anti-Semitism my sons were facing at Northwood High School in Irvine. Rabbi Steinberg has always reached out to religious leaders of other faiths. He's helped orchestrate multicultural and multi-religious events. The more we know about others, the more we realize all we share. He's always been very inclusive, and I have never heard him say a negative word about any person or people, even when I've tried to goad him on.
Rabbi Steinberg is a beloved member of the community and the clergy. In his sermons, he has recurring themes: tikkun olam, repairing the world, always give the benefit of the doubt, love thy neighbor, celebrate our differences, treat others as you want to be treated, help those less fortunate, consider your words carefully, they can't be taken back, and be kind always. When I hear people verbally attacking my rabbi, it's an attack on me and all Jewish people. I do not understand
your
how disagreeing with...
Your time is up. The next speaker is Ari.
My name is Ari Schickler. I'm a cantor emeritus of Congregation Shir HaMaalot. I've been a clergyman in Orange County for over 50 years, and I'm proud to call Rabbi Steinberg my mentor, my friend, and my colleague. When Rabbi Steinberg was hired to be our rabbi at the congregation, I was one of the people who interviewed him, and I asked him, how would you like to be remembered? And he said, for my education. And indeed, he educated us to be kind, to be inclusive, to be proponents of social justice, and to teach our kids about peace. In fact, one of his regular things that he says is that the word shalom, or peace, is mentioned in the Bible more than any other word, more than 3,000 times. And on Sunday, when we have the religious school gather, he always asks me to sing the song Salam, which is in Arabic and in Hebrew, to show that we all want just peace. One of the first things that he did when he got the job is to reach out to all the faith leaders in Orange County and introduce himself and make friendships and organize events, interfaith events throughout the county. I echo everything that was said here about the attack on him being unjust, unfair, and to echo what the chief said, it is said that our community has become so polarized and we all have experienced some kind of hate. I've known him to be a mensch, that in the Jewish language, a decent human being, but you really can't translate it. It's no surprise to me that he was chosen as one of the 100 influential people in Orange County and to serve on this committee. Thank you very much for listening to me, and I hope that hate will go away, because you cannot retrieve the words that were said.
The next speaker is Marilyn Friedman.
When I first heard about the calls for Rabbi Steinberg to resign from the commission, I was shocked. I knew that these demands were being made by people who did not know him at all. I attend Friday night services at Shir HaMaalot when I can. I also listen to Rabbi Steinberg's Thoughts for Shabbat, a recording that is emailed to all the congregants of SHM on Fridays. I never heard the rabbi express anything but concern for the Palestinian people. I wish you could listen to each recording, but time doesn't permit. Even as we received more and more reports of the atrocities perpetrated on the Israeli people by Hamas, Rabbi Steinberg's message never wavered. In his own words from October 20th, 2023, "So I just want to be on record to unequivocally say, I mourn the death of every Palestinian whose death was brought about by the attack of Hamas on Israel. While others were spewing hate against the Jews and against Israel, Rabbi Steinberg told us that we would help each other through this incredibly difficult time. He said, and I quote, we will come together, and again, we will bring goodness to the world. As anti-Semitism reared its ugly head on college campuses, Rabbi Steinberg exhorted professors to explain the facts of this conflict to the students who, in their ignorance, were acting in, and I quote, defense of some idea that mixes the innocent people of Palestine with these horrible terrorists named Hamas. And again, he encouraged us to take the higher road. I know we are being tested. I want us to be moral in our fight, be righteous in our deeds. And he told us, we have to be very careful. We have to try our best to prevent innocent loss of life on both sides of the Gaza-Israeli border. I could go on, but we'll be running out of time. Maybe the groups clamoring for Rabbi Steinberg's resignation don't want him around because he doesn't fit the narrative they are putting forth about
Your time
the Jews.
Is up. The next speaker is T.
Hello. Thank you for listening, for the work that you're doing here. I'm here to share about Rabbi Rick Steinberg. I have known Rick, I too call him Rick sometimes, for over 21 years. He is my rabbi and my friend. For 21 years, I have seen Rick approach everything he does with love and care for all people. I will share three experiences that highlight Rick Steinberg's character, morality, and commitment to all people. First, 5 years ago, Rabbi Rick Steinberg took 56 congregants to Spain to learn what took place in the Middle Ages. It would have been so easy to focus only on the Jewish story. However, Rick ensured that we learn about people of other faiths also affected at this time. And he had three scholars from the Jewish, Catholic, and Islamic faiths educate us. And this is what Rick does. He thinks of all people. Second, 4 years ago, our congregation wrote our own Torah. For Jews, this is one of the greatest mitzvahs. A mitzvah is a good deed. We could have kept this sacred experience to ourselves. However, Rick invited leaders and members of other faiths to join us and inscribe a Hebrew letter of their own. It was magical, and the connections that formed were deep. This is what Rick does. He is inclusive. Third, anti-Semitism is real. It's real scary, and it's in our backyard. Our daughter is at Cal State Fullerton, and at a rally in October, she witnessed fellow students chanting, "Death to all Jews." Soon after, her professor sent an email directing his students to links that were both anti-Semitic and anti-Israel. She called Rick Steinberg. Rick's advice, approaches with love
Your
and education, which she did, the professor thanked her. This is what he does. He brings people together.
The next speaker is Joelle Sturman.
Hello, thank you for having me speak. I'm reading on behalf of Lori Resnick's statement and also a member of Shir HaMaalot myself. Rabbi Richard Steinberg has been my rabbi for almost 20 years. Promoting compassion, inclusion, and understanding has been his committed work over the time I have known him. He has leaders from many faith communities visit our congregation in an effort to improve our understanding of other faiths. I personally have attended presentations by practitioners of Sikhism, Mormonism, Catholicism, and many others. Our congregation was invited and held services at the Mormon Church in Irvine for a year. Pastors and congregants, including the entire choir for the Irvine AME Church of Christ, our Redeemer, has visited regularly over the years. This happens because Richard Steinberg extends a hand to get to know and understand other faith communities and encourages his congregants and all people to do the same. What we learn from Rabbi Steinberg is that here in Orange County, California, We must endeavor to understand each other so we may coexist without conflict or intolerance. Is that at the heart of the mission of the Orange County Human Relations Commission? Personal attacks against Richard Steinberg have no place in this work and must be dismissed as part of an agenda of hate that is repugnant to the purpose and work of this commission. Respectfully submitted, Lori Resnick. And I've actually known Rabbi Steinberg for about 10 years, and our family just recently joined, and my daughter has become a part of the community, and she says that, this is from her, she wanted me to say this today because she knew I was going to be here, that Rabbi Steinberg makes her think outside the box. She makes her think about ethical things that no one else has ever, like, brought up to her, and not just her, but her class.
Your
and
time is up.
Okay.
Next speaker is Barbara Bornett.
Hello. Thank you for welcoming me back. If you recall, I was here last month. And I just really want to say I really appreciate everything you all are doing, listening to all of us go on and on about how wonderful Rabbi Steinberg Rick is. It's taking time out of your meetings and your work, and although I'd love to come back, I hope we won't have to keep coming back. So since you already heard from me, I would like to read a statement from an interfaith leader, from Reverend Dr. Ralph Williamson, the senior pastor of Christ Our Redeemer African Methodist Episcopal Church in Irvine. If you've ever seen him, he's very animated, he's very passionate. I'll read his words. I can't do it with his personality, but I'll try. He was unable to be here. Rabbi Richard Steinberg is a beloved friend and brother in the movement for social justice and equality. He is a man of deep faith and conviction and has proven his commitment to this community for many years. We have shared many conversations, served on boards together, shared our pulpits, and spoken together in both large and small meeting rooms, speaking out against injustice. Rabbi Steinberg has stood in agreement with men and women from all denominations, regardless of their race or ethnicity, not for political motives, but out of a conviction that all persons, irrespective of who they are, deserve to be treated with dignity, love, and compassion. Rabbi Steinberg is one of the strongest and most well-rounded commissioners who continues to take a stand for the equal treatment of all individuals. His voice should not be heard and received as judgment on his character or with racist attacks and threats on his life. I certainly do not support the atrocities we have witnessed in Gaza and the overwhelming suffering and killing of innocent lives of women and children, nor do I support the crimes committed or the refusal to release the Jewish hostages. As stated by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I quote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of humility tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly all affects all of us indirectly."
Your time is up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Joe Colgate.
Good afternoon. I stand before you today representing my wife and I as a testament and representation of the many interfaith marriages that are members of Temple Shemalah. We have been members for 35 years, in which Rick Steinberg has been the rabbi for over 20 of those years. He's a spiritual leader. He's a trusted friend and a mentor. We have been to countless sermons Rabbi Rick, as we like to call him, has given to his congregation to express peace throughout the world by first making peace within yourself. His leadership in accepting Brenda, me, and our family, as well as many families like us, exemplifies his willingness to be open-minded and caring in a world changing so rapidly. We believe Rabbi Steinberg is a part of this humanity council to help bridge the gap between hatred and love, accepting all faith, and finding strength in our diverse community. You have a trusted advisor and representative of the Jewish faith with Rabbi Rick Steinberg. With that, Brendan and I want to thank each and every one of you for representing your own beliefs and working as a group to ensure that all people have a voice and respect in our community. We stand behind our rabbi and support you in all your endeavors. Thank you.
Next speaker is Steve Roskin.
Good afternoon. First of all, thank you all for being active listeners. That's very important to us. It's important to be heard. I am going to read a statement from the Mitchell family. I write you today not only as a concerned member of this community, but also as someone who has been deeply impacted by the kindness, dedication, and integrity of Rabbi Richard Steinberg. Rabbi Steinberg is not just a leader, he is a true mensch, an embodiment of compassion and goodwill. I agree with that sentiment. Throughout his life, Rabbi Steinberg has devoted himself to connecting with people to make them whole. I speak from personal experience when I say that this commitment to inclusivity knows no bounds. When my interfaith family was still young and grappling with what it meant to be Jewish in Orange County, Rabbi Steinberg welcomed us with open arms. He took us in, embraced us, and made us feel like we belonged, Jewish or not. I will never forget how Rabbi Steinberg made my Christian husband and his family feel so comfortable, loved, and welcomed within our four walls of our faith, and they had very little knowledge about. Rabbi Steinberg not only converted my husband, but also officiated our wedding, named both of our children, and recently celebrated the bar mitzvah of our oldest daughter. Rabbi Steinberg's impact goes beyond these milestone moments. He has been a pillar of strength and support during some of the darkest times in our lives, when my family experienced the devastating loss of our father, sister, brother, and grandmother, all within the same year. Rabbi Steinberg was there for us. He held us in his warmth, cared for us with unwavering compassion, and helped us find solace in the midst of our grief. Moreover, Rabbi Steinberg is a member of countless is a mentor of countless individuals in our community. He possesses a remarkable ability to see the good in everything and everyone. It is simply his default setting. I have witnessed him counsel numerous people with the same warmth, love, and wisdom he shows his own family.
Your time is up.
I could feel it.
The next speaker is Robbie Rosenberg.
From Beverly Jacobs, PhD, to the Orange County Human Relations Commission. I am beyond belief and extremely saddened to learn that Rabbi Rick Steinberg's character has been attacked at recent OCHRC meetings. I have known him for over 20 years. My parents were friends of his parents for decades. You could find no family with more venerable characteristics who are pillars of the community and steadfastly fight for democratic, that's with a small d, values. Why suddenly the attack on Rabbi Steinberg? He was recently deemed the perfect person to lead the commission as its chair. Yet now, when coincidentally there is a war between Gaza and Israel, he is verbally attacked and degraded. This is no coincidence. Just another example of the increasing rampant spate of Jew-hated currently seeping into our community. I hope the adults in the commission, on this commission, gain the inner strength and do the right thing to speak up and stop this travesty from continuing. And my next one is from Alana. As a community elected commission that has in its sole mission the goal of combating hate against any citizen of Orange County, I find it deplorable that this group is taking even a moment's time to entertain the hateful and mostly misleading comments against Rabbi Steinberg, an individual that, in all his 20-plus years, has lived up to this commission's motto in every fiber of his being. regardless of how any one of you may feel about the conflict, which, as a reminder, is occurring thousands of miles away, holding any leader in our local community, or any Jew for that matter, accountable violates everything that you've proclaimed to stand for. You, together with Rabbi Steinberg and the entire Jewish community, spoke out loudly against attacks on our Asian neighbors during COVID. If we don't apply the same moral standard to denounce similar attacks against our Jewish neighbors who are hurting, then what are we all here for?
Your time is up.
Thank you.
The next speaker is Barry Fast.
Good afternoon. I'm here speaking with Joe Kaplan. First, thank you to all you guys for volunteering your time on behalf of our community. I'm here in support of Richard Steinberg, Rabbi Steinberg, and his support on this commission, continued participation on the commission. I've known Rick for 23 years when he first started at SHM, served on many executive boards and committees over the years. During that time, I have never heard him denigrate any person or any group of people. To the contrary, he is always a leader in inclusion, reaching out, and gone the extra effort to ensure our community works with and integrates into this community around us. Unfortunately, we live in a different time today where Jews are attacked for being Jews. Jews are attacked for their presence in public life. Jews are attacked for their advocacy of Jewish causes and Israel. Unfortunately, it seems to be okay for others, some, to denigrate Jews for disagreement on certain issues, or for, in this case, Rabbi Rick's honest reading of the facts. Unfortunately, Rick is being attacked, a coordinated attack, for his honest reading of the facts, and it's negatively portraying his position, negatively portraying his leadership in our community, and who he is as a person. I stand with our community. I stand with Supervisor Wagner was there. Supervisor Wagner, in support of Rick's continued participation on this board. Thank you very much.
The next speaker is Elise Kirshen.
Thank you. My name is Elise Kirshen. I'm a 45-year member and past president of Temple Beth Tikvah here in Fullerton, and serve on the North American Board for Women of Reformed Judaism and the Commission for Social Action, which aims to further social justice, tikkun olam, to make the world a better place. The North American Jewish community stands in solidarity with Rabbi Steinberg amidst the baseless accusations leveled against him. Rabbi Steinberg has long been a beacon of compassion, tolerance, and interfaith dialogue in our community. His commitment to fostering understanding and respect among people of all faiths is evident, as you've heard, in his tireless efforts to build bridges and promote harmony amongst interfaith groups. It is deeply troubling to witness such unfounded allegations tarnishing the reputation of someone who has dedicated his life to promoting love, kindness, and mutual respect. Those who know Rabbi Steinberg are well aware of his unwavering commitment to promote peace and understanding amongst all religious communities. This commission, clearly stated on its website, exists to address and attempt to remedy the tensions, polarization, and other harms created through the practices of discrimination, bias, hatred, and civil equality, and to promote harmonious relations within the county. As a lay leader of our Jewish community, I call on the members of this commission and all members of our community to resist spreading misinformation and instead join us in reaffirming our commitment to peaceful coexistence, both here in Orange County and in the Middle East, as well as unity, respect, and understanding among people of all faiths and beliefs. Thank you.
The next speaker is Jack Seltzer.
Good
I sit here listening to all of the speeches that people are giving, and although everything that they've said is true and needs to be said, I'm almost annoyed at it, that this man has to go through mm-hmm. what he's going through.
Yeah.
The accusations, the vitriol, the threats can only be described as ludicrous. This man, I don't need to repeat the things that have been said already. He's been an interfaith connector. People from the Islamic community, from the Christian community, have all praised him and loved him for the things that he's done to bring us all together. And for him to have to go through this is really sad. And he's going through it for all of us. He's going through it because he's a Jew. And so that's exactly how I feel.
The next speaker is Eileen Munzinger.
I just want to endorse Rabbi Steinberg and state that I agree with all the comments that have been made. I think it would be a big mistake to remove him from this commission. I've known Rabbi Steinberg for 17, 18 years, something like that. And during that period of time, I have never known him to be prejudiced against any ethnic or religious group. Whether he's been speaking at a religious service, speaking informally, holding a class, he values all human beings. This includes any words that he has spoken since the October 7th attack in Israel. He has instructed us to distinguish between the terrorists and the innocent Palestinian people. I just think he's been involved with the interfaith community for many, many years. He's been an asset to this commission, and I believe his intentions have been misrepresented. On a personal level, my husband's going to tell.
He's next.
Okay. He's going to come up and tell some personal things that would share our story with Rabbi Steinberg.
And the next speaker is Steve Munzinger.
Thank you for hearing us all today. And of course, I agree with everything that my wife just said. But I'm here to support Rabbi Steinberg as a non-Jew. And I believe that he demonstrates an openness to people of all persuasions. And to demonstrate that, I'd like to make 3 points. Number one is he married my wife and I, along with a Protestant minister who assisted in the ceremony as well. Number two, he has invited me to participate in any of the activities at SHM in which I desire, and that has included an 8-month education program that culminated in a B'nai Mitzvah, and I believe there's about 3 or 4 of my classmates that are here today. And lastly, SHM has welcomed and supported an Afghan a refugee Afghan family, and of course, they are Muslim. So, thank you again for hearing us.
The next speaker is Marilyn Friedman.
She spoke already.
Oh, good. Okay. Next speaker then is Lynn Friedman. Yes.
I am honored to read this for Tammy Oral, and her view represents my own. To the members of the commission and members of the community, I have known Rabbi Steinberg for over 15 years. I am a resident of Orange County and an employee of the county. Rabbi Steinberg represents the best of us. The attacks on his character are unfounded and unacceptable. My family joined SHM 15 years ago. My husband is not Jewish. Rabbi Steinberg has always made our entire family welcome and has never treated my husband or children any differently than any of the other members of the congregation. Rabbi Steinberg has always taught tolerance, fought ignorance, and created a bridge for people of different religions, backgrounds, political beliefs, and culture to come together. Our country demands a free marketplace of ideas. Within that marketplace, words and their actual meaning have significance. To vilify a person for a different view is quite simply wrong. Rabbi Steinberg has exemplified a life to show his love of Judaism, and his being Jewish does not mean you hate anyone else. He has battled anti-Semitism with love and honor. To support Israel and Judaism does not mean one is xenophobic. To suggest Rabbi Steinberg is full of hate and vileness is offensive to all he stands for and all he has accomplished in his life. Thank you.
The next speaker is Gail Krause.
Good afternoon. My name is Gail Krause, and I'm here in support of Rabbi Rick Steinberg. Orange County Sheriff's Department, Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes, could not be in attendance today. He has prepared a statement that he has asked me to read on his behalf. I've come to know Rabbi Steinberg through his participation on the Orange County Sheriff's Interfaith Advisory Council, which is comprised of faith leaders representing a variety of faith traditions, including Islam. Over the past decade, I've seen Rabbi Steinberg show nothing but unwavering compassion and care for all members of our diverse community. He is a man of character and a leader who champions inclusion and mutual understanding. Rabbi Steinberg has a long-standing history of combating hate, including Islamophobia. In my experience, he and I stand united against hate in all forms, regardless of who is the target. Thank you.
The next speaker is Mark Hyman.
Thank you for having us here. My name is Mark Hyman. I've lived in Irvine for 25 years. I have known Rabbi Steinberg for over 20 years. I was the treasurer and chairman of the Finance Committee for Congregation Sharon Malo for 5 years. As such, I was on the committee that searched for Rabbi Steinberg. And I can tell you without a doubt that he has surpassed the greatest expectations of what we were looking for. He is a world-class leader. He is compassionate, well-educated, and cares deeply about our congregation and the community at large. The work done on this committee is well served by having Rabbi Steinberg as a member. I have listened to the commentary and accusations from the January and February sessions. I can tell you that much of what I heard are half-truths and some are out and out lies. Some of those making these comments claim that Rabbi Steinberg is unfit for the work of this committee. That is far from the truth. It is highly inappropriate to conflate the brutal, torturous, inhumane, murderous assault and rape propagated by Hamas on the Israeli people with any other event of this war. The start of the war is an issue that stands on its own because of the severity of this event. It is typical of agencies like CARE to obfuscate and dilute the nature of such a horrific event by adding a second issue. There is nothing equivalent to October 7th. Rabbi Steinberg took a very courageous position on the paper drafted by this committee by not agreeing to commingle two separate events. There is no equivalence, and to ask for one is indifferent to the severity of the issues. It takes a person of great courage, conviction, moral clarity to deal with the issues that come before this committee. Rabbi Steinberg has always respected the needs of the greater community and not just the needs of the Jews in Orange County. The work of this committee is well served by people like Rabbi Steinberg. The people of Orange County and this community should be very grateful for his even-handed contribution and insights. I urge this ugliness be put behind us and move forward with the good work this committee does.
Next speaker is Bruce Gary. I can put it at the end. The next speaker then is Cheryl. Can't read your last name. Starts with an E.
Eska.
Eska. Thank you.
This is the first time I'm ever doing this, and I'm going to be 80 this month. So I'm here on behalf of Susan Taylor and myself, Cheryl Esko. Thank you for the chance to share a few words about Rabbi Steinberg, a true leader in our community. I share my thoughts as an Orange County resident and business owner in the city of Irvine. I am also a mother, lawyer, and proud Jew in an interfaith marriage. Rabbi Steinberg is a colleague, friend, and mentor, not only to me, but to everyone he encounters. He touches the lives of thousands of people in our community, and he never, ever stops doing good. He is a staunch advocate for improving mental health services in our communities, and he is an upstander both personally and professionally. His words and actions are always focused on how he can better the lives of others. Quite truthfully, I've never met anyone who is as caring and compassionate towards all in our community, and the recent attacks and criticisms against Rabbi Steinberg hurt my heart and the hearts of many, many others. In sharing a few words about Rabbi Steinberg with this commission, I hope that you will see through what is true and what is without and what is not without any doubt. Rabbi Steinberg is one of the most compassionate leaders in our community, and he should be supported during this time. And I have just recently met Rabbi Steinberg 3 years ago, and the first thing he did with our family when we joined was invite us into his office for about an hour just to get to know us. And that was so impressive and important to me. And I'm sorry, Rabbi, that you're going through this.
The next speaker is Susan Reese.
She left.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'll be brief. I'm here to denounce the false and very hateful comments that have been made to this commission about Rabbi Rick Steinberg. I've known Rabbi Rick for over 20 years, and I'm here to vouch for his great character. He's a man who speaks truth to power and is a leader in our community's fight against the hate, including anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. The purpose of this commission is to eliminate hate, and the rabbi is a perfect person to serve on this commission. The shameful comments that have been spoken to this commission about the rabbi are examples of the thinking that this commission was designed to eliminate. Thank you very much.
The last speaker is Dr. Dorothy O'Neill.
Oh, how was? Thank you so much. So I am a former commissioner, and so I worked with the rabbi, and I can tell you it was an honor. I can never, on many commissions that I'm on, different committees I'm on, I have never enjoyed being on a commission as much as I did with you. There were so many times that your balance, your voice was outstanding. There were so many times when there was conflict in that moment when we were talking that you paved the way for everyone to have a voice. And not just have a voice, but have their voice. The difference is you didn't shut somebody's voice down so somebody else could speak. You never did. You let everyone speak. And there were times it was contentious. And the times it was contentious meant nothing to you, because you must probably take that in your stride every day. But it was wonderful, and I can tell you it was an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to work as a commissioner, but also to work with you. and I will never, I've always spoken about you after the fact, and Mike Reynolds is also a friend of mine, and Kerry Reynolds, who were on the commission. We have always, always thought about the commission, of what it did, but in great, great standing when it comes to you. And I want to thank you very much for your time, and I'm so sorry that, again, that we are even here.
Yeah. Okay, move on. All right, item number 5 is Commission staff reports. A, clarification of Commission appointment authority. B, listening session opportunities. And C, engagement opportunity, groundswell shaping tomorrow series information.
That was loud. Sorry. Good morning or good afternoon now. So I guess I don't really need to make clarification, but since it's on the agenda, I'm still going to say it. At the last meeting, I wanted the audience to know that it's not within this commission's authority to appoint or remove commissioners from this body. This power lies with the appointing authority, so that would be a board of supervisor or the city selection committee. So Supervisor White already made that statement, but I want to make sure that we were clear on that, that this commission does not have that power. With that, I did have a couple different things that we were asked to share in the packet. There's our, my staff who are in the back, continue to offer different listening sessions for communities. We did mention this last meeting, but we wanted to create a flyer where it had a little bit more information about what these were and who to contact if you're interested. We did notice that there is a misspelling in the email address. If we are groundswell, not we are groundswell. So we'll make a change in. And I'll make sure that that's corrected. And then the last one is, girls have been holding monthly free webinars. A series is called Shipping Tomorrow. And the next session is March 27th from 6 to 7. And it's on the topic of using a restorative mindset. So there is a QR code on that flyer if you're interested in signing up.
Okay. Okay, next item. Item number 6 is update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff.
Thank you. Just kind of piggyback a little bit of what I shared earlier in our efforts as a county. Every month, the Orange County Chiefs and the Sheriff meet in our monthly meeting, and we have different discussions of things going on in the county, things happening around the state, but also things happening around the country, the world that's impacting us here within the county. So a few years ago, we used to hold luncheons called the Commander Luncheons, and they were typically for captains and commanders that are above and above. And it was an opportunity for others outside of Chiefs and Sheriff from these organizations to get together and share information and network. That tragically went away with COVID, but obviously in light of everything that's happening in our communities, especially when it comes to hate, we have decided to bring those meetings back and have it geared and focused on how to combat hate, but also share intelligence and information directly with one another instead of emails and things can potentially get lost in the web. And as a result of that, we are having actually our first meeting later this month. The City of Irvine is going to host it. So the Irvine Police Department is putting it together. We're going to talk about several topics that are impacting our communities, including the recent, obviously, protests and hate incidents and hate crimes that we've seen within our own communities and in some of the city council meetings around the county. Personally, I can definitely attest to the fact that we have seen a significant rise in hate crimes and hate incidents, not just within the Jewish community, but just within all the communities. I mean, just this morning, right before half the week, which is why I was a few minutes late, We had an incident that happened in one of our fast food restaurants where two people, different races, had some sort of an altercation that resulted into the significant beating of one of the people that was involved. And all just ended as a result of someone calling someone a derogatory comment. And I think these are the opportunities that we have to look at as police chiefs and the sheriff to be able to come together and think of ways and ideas of how we can continue to combat hate. Thank you.
Item number 7 is OCSD Interfaith Council update.
April 24th is the next event for the community. We're still working on the details of what it will be. So stay tuned. And as always, the Sheriff's Interfaith Advisory Council is a product of the Orange County Human Relations Commission and is a program run out of the commission. The sheriff really runs it, but we are the part of the community as well. And so, of course, all commissioners in the community will be invited as well.
Okay. Last is announcements from commissioners.
I can tell I'm new to this. This is very interesting. Hello, my name is Commissioner Reyna. I would just like to take this moment to wish my Muslim brothers and sisters a happy Ramadan, or as we say, Ramadan Mubarak. Every year, millions of Muslims around the world observe the holy month of Ramadan. During this month, we fast from sunrise to sunset with no food or water during this time. It's time for us to become more connected to our faith, our community, and ourselves. This year, however, we have in our hearts millions of Muslims practicing Ramadan in the most unfathomable conditions. We remember during our fasts and prayers our brothers and sisters suffering in Palestine, Afghanistan, Syria, Congo, and Sudan. Despite the conditions that they endure, we witness their unwavering devotion to their faith, in particular from Palestine, as we witness people pray amongst the rubble of their mosques. I and many Muslims here in the U.S. know that our hunger this month is severely incomparable to the hunger of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. To my non-Muslim friends and neighbors, I urge you to speak with your Muslim community members to understand our pain and grow in respect for each other so that we can create a safer environment for our entire society. Let us use this month to keep all those who are suffering and starving in our prayers and to unite against hate directed towards Muslims, Arabs, Palestinians, as well as our Jewish brothers and sisters here in Orange County and beyond. I will end an urge for us to find common ground to end the killings of all civilians from every background, and to wish everyone a Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you so much.
Amen, Commissioner. Thank you so much. Ramadan Mubarak to you and to our Muslim community, and fasting, which we also have in the Jewish faith, is one that is to refresh, but it is, at this moment in time, for all humanity, one that really hurts in the belly of the soul. And so we pray for everyone to be sure. So thank you for those words. If I could just take a couple minutes and make a couple points. First, I want to thank all the speakers. It's a little bit like being at your retirement and your own funeral. So it's really very moving, and I'm so grateful for everyone coming out, and thank the commissioners for listening so attentively. Hopefully we will not have to do this again. I also want to thank my friend Cindy Lester, who organized all of this, and it really just means the world. I want to also, just as the commissioner did, acknowledge the pain that humanity is feeling right now. Of course, I speak from a Jewish perspective and know the pain of our community, both from the attacks on October 7th and the resulting anti-Semitism. And that does not diminish the pain of the suffering innocent Palestinians in Gaza and all over the world, and our Islamic brothers and sisters who are experiencing hate for just being a person of the Islamic faith. But over the last two meetings prior to this, it shouldn't be nuanced, but somehow it is, that we sat through 2 hours of an anti-Semitic attack.
And while I love all the comments spoken today, it touches the soul, it had little to do with me. It had to do with the title I hold, Rabbi, and the last name of Steinberg. You could have put anybody in that, and those organized attacks by people is really unfortunate in an American society. And we're going to have to find a place where we can talk without maligning people's reputations. We're going to have to find a place where, when somebody's reputation is maligned, people will stand up and speak up, be they commissioners or be it an organization like Groundswell that claims to fight against hate, and yet when it happens to a Jew, you don't hear a word. And it's rather upsetting and disturbing that the two places in Orange County where hate is supposed to be fought, if it's against a Jew, somehow it doesn't register. And so I say that somewhat as an admonition, but even more as a challenge, really as a challenge. I will sit at any table with anybody, even if our views are totally divergent, but I won't do it with a gun to my head while people are maligning my reputation. I just won't do it. You want to sit with me and talk about the real issues, and that's the problem. The problem is when you say to somebody you don't belong somewhere, it makes it impossible to have a conversation with them. And by the way, there are real issues to discuss in the Middle East, and about the Middle East, and even here in our own community. But how do you sit at a table when an organized campaign, because somebody disagreed with an organization and they gather people together to, who don't even know your name, by the way, mm-hmm. and say, that person has to go, and then we're going to get you. It's tough to sit at a table with people like that, or an organization that remains silent in the face of vicious attacks. And you can hear the emotion of my congregants. It's the love for me, too, but as one person said, it is about feeling attacked as a Jew because I'm the symbol of that community. So I hope people will choose to be stand up, both organizationally and on this commission. And I thank the commissioners for really enduring the last 3 months, and hopefully we won't have to do this, and I really appreciate your patience, your tolerance, and your ability to listen so thoughtfully. So thank you all again. Really, I appreciate it.
Thank you. So first, I wanted to thank all of you for coming today, for sharing your voices and your perspectives, and just taking the time to be here. As a politician, also as a commissioner, I tend to take more time and talk a lot, so I apologize in advance. Commissioner Kent said the best way, he quoted Gandhi saying, the best way to find yourself is in the service of others, and I really appreciated that. Public service is one way to serve others and discover ourselves. It also creates a forum where we receive public comments and a forum for free speech where we hear many voices. In that space, it is up to each of us to speak up and out. That can be challenging in this public forum and in these challenging times. In his initial silence on the Holocaust, Elie Wiesel remarked, "I was afraid of language." He needed to be sure he was using the right words. That is also our challenge and our opportunity. We are a community and a world wading through, groping, and aching with pain and grief. We've heard that for these many months, and we'll continue to hear that. At the last meeting, I did get the opportunity to share and step up and share my personal experience working with and learning from the rabbi over many years. And in those experiences, I saw him welcome all of the community, multicultural, interfaith, always standing up for the community and against hate. One of the commenters, actually many of the commenters, talked about Tikkun Olam, to repair the world. That driver, that intention, that life's work should inform and guide us. on our mission to seek out the causes of tension and conflict, discrimination and intolerance, and eliminate those causes. We should continue to seek to create a space for nuance and complexity. And it is within that space that we can practice listening and repairing the world. I join in wishing our Muslim community a happy and peace-filled Ramadan as well, and I thank you all.
Thank you.
I just want to thank my fellow commissioners for traveling all the way to Placentia and allowing us to share a difficult human relations issue that happens in our region. I hope it was educational for you, and you kind of understand more where this side of the county, some of the things that we deal with. So, and we were happy to host this forum and provide a bigger space. I'm an elected official as well, and I knew being on this commission would not be easy, and it is not. And sometimes we have to hear hard things during public comment, but that's what it's about. This is America. Our government system works this way and allows the people to speak in these public forums. And I definitely support that, even when it's really hard to hear. So thank you all for coming and making the time. I know this is probably on the other side of the county for many of you today. But I'm glad that you saw Placentia today, and I hope you felt welcome here. Thank you.
I'll close really quick. Again, I want to reiterate what everybody says. I want to thank the public for coming to speak. I really want everybody to know, whether you were in the meeting, you know, last year or January, February, or today, that we are all taking the time to listen when we're here, and we're also taking the time to think about what everybody has shared when we go back home or we're at work. That's something that I think is really important for everybody to understand. We're not just here for the hour or two to take your words and then forget about them. They're far from that, actually. They're very close to my daily life. And I want to thank all the commissioners here for actually also tracking all over here to Placentia. I think many of us live perhaps in the Central or South County. And what I learned from that presentation is actually quite mind-blowing. I had no idea. I have to admit, I had no idea what was going on here. And I actually look forward to learning more. And I think that's key here, is we're here to learn. I don't claim to know more than anybody else here. I don't claim to know more than anybody on this commission. But what I am here, I have to say, is I have to also share my experience, and I hope everybody takes into consideration of the community listening sessions, because we have been discussing with the staff, what can we do? Because not everybody comes with an organization, not everybody comes with a home. So I hope that the individuals who want to share what's going on and also listen to learn from others, come and take the time. It's really worth your while. It's in person or virtual. We're really trying to accommodate, you know, everybody's situation here. Again, thank you to every individual that came, and, you know, thank Chairman Wagner and Sheriff Barnes' representative for coming to speak. I know that this is an issue that's very personal to many of us. And again, I just cannot reiterate enough the importance of everybody coming to share. And we are here listening. Thank you.